over to the livestock side. You know, when I talked to you last Monday, we weren't very optimistic about this cattle market, but they sure seemed to turn things around by the end of the week.
Well, of course, you know, last week we just, you know, got done, you know, getting kicked in the groin 2 weeks in a row on cash cattle, going down even faster than this market went up, which unfortunately is quite typical. You know, market's still probably trying to, you know, respond to kill cuts, to this talk about merger, to the wrinkle in the stock market, and basically just, hey, it's August. This is the time of year when you suffer with demand. Since you and I've talked, we've probably lost maybe $5 or almost $6 on the box beef. I think you might lose a little more ground there yet. But the packer's buying cattle a lot cheaper than he was 2 weeks ago as well. Packer still has huge margin. Drop credit, it's at an all-time record. I think, you know, at the end of the week, the surprise was that cash actually cranked back up to steady, and in some cases actually a touch firmer than the last week. And I think, I'll go on a limb here because I'm in the minority, but I think cash cattle will be higher this week. And the futures are still trading at a discount. So I guess I'm looking for a little upward mobility here, particularly the last 2 weeks of August.
What about hogs? I mean, they've had some weight issues to have to deal with this marketing year.
It's been, whenever you throw a phenomenal type of a situation, and haven't done this before, kind of event, you know, whether you're talking about a September 11, a mad cow, I mean, now there's been lots of these events over the years. PED really created a bunch of disruption. People quit selling meat because they weren't sure how much they were going to be able to have to forward price, which mucked up the long-term demand here for the pork. What they did have, they stored for fear they were going to have a shortage. And then the other big solution to the problem of less numbers was, well, let's make them bigger. Average weight's still about 12 pounds over a year ago. And, of course, you know, for killing, I believe, what is it, year-to-date, I think about 5% less, 4.9. But when you have that much extra weight, you know, in terms of actual overall tonnage, it's only a slight decrease. So now we are doing some things, I think, that it takes to get the market to heal up, and that would be we are seeing increased kill, very much so. Guys are killing 5 days a week instead of four, killing some extra hours even on some shifts. Got a Saturday kill at a few different places last Saturday and going to have another one this Saturday. So that should work to work this slug through the system. But what it's done in the meanwhile, of course, is it's hurt pork product because it's thrown more stuff into the system. So I guess I'm not bearish at these price levels, but we need to chop wood a little bit here. I'm afraid we're going to work through some more numbers before we can get real optimistic.